You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Danny Simon, the founder and CEO of JobSync, an innovative online system used by many Fortune 500 companies to find high-fit job candidates quickly and efficiently. The Santa Monica-based company launched last year and is quickly growing. Mr. Simon, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell me, what is JobSync and how does it work?
That's a great question. JobSync leverages technology to make recruiting easier for small companies and large companies. We've developed an innovative system that helps to find great talent that has the right experience, qualifications, and personality for virtually any job. So you're probably familiar with how online dating sites work, where they match people based on preferences and personality traits. Our matching engine works in a similar way. Companies tell us what they're looking for. We go out and we find it, and we help candidates match up with high-fit positions.
What was the inspiration behind the creation of JobSync?
So I used to run the e-commerce business over at Disney and was having a great time over there. Disney is a brand that's near and dear to my heart. But while I was over there, I was managing a team of about 40 people, and I knew how difficult it could be to find the right talent to fill open positions. So one day at Disney, I was in a seminar and had to take a personality profile. I didn't expect much out of it, but at the end, it produced the most accurate thing I'd ever read about myself. So I went to the facilitator and I said, hey, do you guys ever use this to find great talent or to match people with jobs? And he says, no, we don't really do that. And I thought to myself, well, somebody should. So off I went, did about 6 months of research, figured out that both recruiters and candidates were really looking for something like this, something that could take a lot of the frustration and friction out of the process, and was off and running in January of 2011.
Is anybody else doing something like this? I mean, who would you compare yourself to?
So when we talk with Fortune 500 clients, we tell them that we are essentially retained search at 1% of the cost. So when you're using a retained search firm, they're going to find out a little bit about the job. They're going to go out and try to find some great people for you, and then they're going to charge you a third of the first year's salary for that service. We go off and we do essentially the same thing, but leveraging innovative technology to get it done more quickly and more efficiently, we're able to charge just $500 for the service.
Today we're joined by Mr. Danny Simon, the founder and CEO of JobSync, an innovative online system used by many Fortune 500 companies to find high-fit job candidates quickly and efficiently here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What's your opinion regarding social media and recruiting? How has social media changed the way companies recruit today?
Social media has been a huge innovation for companies who are recruiting. It's a great way to cast a broader net. It's a great way to leverage other people's networks to try and find talent that you wouldn't have otherwise located. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter has really revolutionized what's going on in the recruiting space. There's a lot of new companies around that, the sort of crowdsourcing, social sourcing space, trying to help companies tap into that vast network, that vast universe of talent. The challenge with that is it's drastically increasing the number of applicants per job and the volume of resumes that companies have to sift through in order to find what they're looking for. So where JobSync comes into play is we're able to sift through that huge volume, all those people that are looking for a job, and try and locate the needles in the haystack, the ones that are the perfect fit for the job every time. So we do that based on experience, qualifications, and personality. So it helps to take all that volume that comes from the social sphere and bring it into something that's much more manageable for recruiters.
What is your vision for the company as it stands, and what does the future look like for JobSync?
So when we were originally designing this company, we were thinking about it as eHarmony for the job market, right? And eHarmony just released a study a couple years back that showed that they were now responsible for 5% of all marriages in the U.S. And so as we think about the vision for this company, we'd really like to think about touching 5% of all hires in the U.S. There were 50 million positions filled last year. If you think about 5% of that, it's a pretty big market. And we're excited about the notion that what we do and the service that we can provide can change the way recruiters recruit and the way candidates find jobs in a significant way.
Tell our listeners where they can best get information online about JobSync.
Absolutely. So our website is www.jobsync.com. That's J-O-B-S-Y-N-C. We are always happy to discuss our service with any interested clients or candidates. The great thing for candidates about this service is that it is entirely free. It is confidential. Their information never gets released to an employer without their permission, but it gives them a much better way of gaining visibility to recruiters at Fortune 500 companies. So companies like Progressive and eBay and Kimberly-Clark that use our service, it's a great opportunity for your profile to be matched up against open jobs at those companies and for recruiters to really take note of you as a high-fit candidate. So for anybody who wants to learn more, go to www.jobsync.com.
In conclusion, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur, Mr. Simon, that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own like you did by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Yeah, there's a few things. First, just realize that the highs are going to be higher and the lows are going to be lower than anything else you do. It is just amazing, the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into your own business, your own creation. It is a fascinating experience, and it's the most exciting thing I've ever done in my career. In addition to that, I would say when you're just getting started, do as much market validation as you can. Go out to the people that are ultimately going to be your customers and ask them whether or not this is a service they'd find valuable and if this is something they would pay for. Those are really interesting questions to ask up front because where you ultimately wind up is going to be vastly different from where you started. So just, you know, batten down the hatches, get out there and actually do some research, talk to some customers, and just keep your eyes on the prize and things will work out.
He is Danny Simon, the founder and CEO of JobSync, an innovative online system used by many Fortune 500 companies to find high-fit job candidates quickly and efficiently. And the website of reference, once again, is jobsync.com. Mr. Simon, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. I've had a great time.
I have as well, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.